This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1984. Don't stress, three useless English phrasal verbs.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA.
To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app. In today's episode, we have some good news. You know how tricky phrasal verbs can be, so today we're sharing three that you don't need to worry about. Listen in to decrease your English stress level.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hello, Aubrey. How's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm great. I have a question for you.
I'm ready.
I'm wondering, do you often lend things to friends?
Yeah, I'd say I'm usually the one who borrows things from friends just because we do a lot of outdoor stuff and other people have all this equipment that we don't necessarily have at this point. So,
are you good at returning something that you borrow?
I am good at that. Yeah, I prioritize that for sure because I know how it feels if someone doesn't. It's weird when people don't prioritize getting it back.
It is weird because then you have to go and ask for it. That's a little bit awkward.
Yeah, right? Don't put anyone through that. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I asked you because lend or lend out is one of the phrasal verbs we're focusing on today. We have good news for you guys.
Yeah.
Some phrasal verbs you don't have to worry about. You don't have to stress over them.
Yes.
We're going to share three today that are just such verbs.
Oh, I think our listeners are going to be so happy to hear that, Aubrey, because I think when our listeners think about phrasal verbs, they think, oh no, emergency, right? We know that phrasal verbs can have, you know, you take one verb and it could have 8 different meanings depending on which preposition you add to it, right? That is
exactly
a phrasal verb. So,
and even sometimes with the same phrasal, with the same preposition,
yes,
there are multiple meanings. As you guys have heard, if you search phrasal verbs in the app on the website, there are a lot of great episodes we've done, and it is kind of insane.
It's
how
insane
they can be.
Yeah. So today is the good news. You guys are going to be really happy today to find out that there are probably more than these, but there are at least three.
Yeah.
That are what, Aubrey?
There are a few, but there are three that we're going to share today that are totally useless, meaning they have no meaning that's different from the base verb, right?
Yes. Yes.
The only change is every time you use a phrasal verb, it does make it a little more informal. So that's the difference here, right? It's more like colloquial speech almost to have these phrasal verbs because they don't have a different meaning.
Yeah. And I think our recommendation here before we get into this is not necessarily to drop the preposition, right, Aubrey? But you could, to know that you can, right?
Yep. Just to know that you don't have to worry about them. You can use both interchangeably, that base verb and the phrasal verb with the preposition.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a few other episodes on All Ears English about redundant expressions, and that's really fun. So if you come back to allearsenglish.com, type redundant into the search bar,
yes,
this is what these are, is redundant phrasal verbs. Like they don't, you know, when you put the verb with the preposition, the preposition adds no extra value. Right?
Exactly, right? And this was inspired by a recent episode you and I were recording when we taught start out and start off,
yes,
which really have no difference from start, right? That was episode 1960. If you guys missed it, go check it out. It was a really good one.
I love this. I'm excited. So I want to know now. I want to know what these are. What are they? What's the first one?
All right, let's dive in here. The first one is sit down. Mm-hmm. So if you say, for example, could you sit down, please? You absolutely could just say, could you sit, please? Same meaning. There is no difference.
Yes. And I want to talk a little bit about why we maybe add that down, right? But let's give some examples, right? So what would be the first example, Aubrey? So
another one is over here if you don't mind, or same meaning, if you don't mind, please sit down over here.
So why do you think then that we do, like, why did this word get created with down? What do you think in the context of connection and conversation moments? Why?
Yeah, it is just that little bit more friendly, more informal. I think that's why they sort of are considered colloquial speech sometimes.
Okay.
Because colloquialisms are all about being more informal, being more friendly with the people who live near you. And our language just sort of adjusts to what feels more friendly and natural to us.
Okay, Andrew, I was going to go in the opposite direction. I was imagining a teacher like scolding a kid in the fifth grade.
Sit down. Oh, interesting. Because that's true. If you just say sit, it doesn't have, you need that extra syllable to emphasize sit down.
Yeah. And it's interesting if we think about different contexts, because I would never say sit down to my dog, but I always say sit Kiefer. Right. So why do you think?
I don't know.
Are we talking about, so maybe there is an element here where it's really more for humans rather than, I don't know, other types of species, because maybe it is friendlier. Maybe it is more communicative. It's adding a little something extra. Right?
Interesting. Yeah. It's because it's not even about sitting on a chair, because you could say sit down and you're talking about the floor.
Sure.
Who knows? Right. But it's true. It's used more for humans. Interesting. It's why though? Why can't we just say sit? Right. And it's just sort of developed that way.
And we can though. Right. I mean, we can say sit. We can say it like that same teacher could say sit. I'm sure you've said that to your kids before. Sit.
Yes, right. Sit now.
Right? Or you invite friends in. Oh, please sit here. Feels a little more formal to me. If you're having people over for dinner, please sit here or sit down here. Maybe a little more formal. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Every time we use a phrasal verb, that's just a little bit more informal, a little bit more friendly, but really the meaning is the same. So this is one that you don't have to stress about, right? The meaning's the same. You will hear both, but it's such a subtle difference that it just really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't add a ton of value. So you have that flexibility here, guys, and you don't need to stress out and think that the meaning is completely changing. It's not when we add the preposition. Okay, I'm ready for number two.
All right. Number two is lend out, right? So we might say the library lends out books, or the library lends books. No change in meaning when we add that preposition out.
I see no change here at all. For example, I don't like to lend my car, or I don't like to lend out my car, right? Or I don't like to lend my car out. It's a separable phrasal verb. What does that mean, Aubrey? Separable.
Right, that you can take the direct object, in this case, car, and separate lend and out and say either I don't like to lend out my car, where they're together, lend and out, or I don't like to lend my car out with the direct object between the base verb and the preposition. Both are acceptable.
Yes. And why would we use the word, just a bonus for our listeners today, why would we use lend over rent? What's
the difference? This is interesting, right? The lend means we're giving it free of charge. And if we're going to rent something, that means there will be payment for it.
Yes. That's a key piece. That's important, right? You talk about, like, do you lend your stuff out? As you asked me in the beginning, to your friends, your tools, maybe you have a lot of tools or a car that someone would want to use for moving, for example. Right.
Right. And there are a lot of new companies where you can rent out your car to someone. Right. So if someone asks you, can you lend me your car versus can you rent your car out? Very big difference. We want to be clear on those.
I mean, there's a whole economy that's cropped up in the aughts around the peer-to-peer sharing economy, right?
Yes.
I mean, think about Rent the Runway. Have you ever used that service before? Rent the Runway?
What is that?
I've never used it before, but I think it's a way that, I think it's just women can rent like nicer clothes from other, it's the peer-to-peer, right? Rent out your car. All these things we can do now due to these double-sided marketplaces that have cropped up in the business world. Due to
wedding
technology.
Dress rentals,
home rentals,
rentals of private vehicles. It's true. It's interesting how that's become more and more popular.
Yeah. A wedding dress rental would be really smart. Why is it that men can rent tuxes, but women can't rent wedding dresses if it's something you only wear once in your life? Anyways.
It's so true.
Side point.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, Aubrey, what's our third here?
Okay, this last one is pack up. So you might say, I packed up my suitcase. Mm-hmm. Or just, I packed my suitcase, right? There's no really, not a difference between pack up and pack. For some reason, we use both. This is a phrasal verb you don't really need.
Yeah. And as we said before, the only real difference, which doesn't matter that much, but maybe just makes it a little bit more casual. You know, are you going to pack up tonight or are you going to pack tonight? They mean the same thing.
Absolutely. They're so interchangeable, right? So this is one thing. It's nice to have a few things that you don't have to stress about. You can use either of these, right? Pack your bags up and load them into the car, or pack your bags and load them. Same meaning.
Aubrey, what kind of a traveler are you? Are you the person that needs to be packed up the night before a trip? Or are you someone that is throwing things into a suitcase at 5 minutes before you're supposed to leave the house?
I feel like it definitely depends on the trip. If it's like a longer trip where I really have had to put some forethought into what do I need, how long am I going to be there, then I'm going to be packed in advance. But often we'll go up to my in-laws' cabin just for like a night, and then I'm just throwing a few things into a backpack.
And when you do that, do you forget things? When you do it in the last minute, do you tend to forget stuff?
Absolutely. Yes, always. How about you? I imagine you're a pack in advance kind of guy.
I am good. We're leaving for a trip to Taos as soon as we finish this recording today, Aubrey, and I am definitely packed up because I don't like that. I've had a lot of nightmares, like a recurring nightmare that I'm at the airport or my flight leaves in like an hour and I have to throw all my stuff in a bag and get to the airport. It stresses me out. I don't like
that. And you're so right. You're absolutely going to forget something. It's inevitable.
Yes.
And it might be something that's not, I've left and forgotten my contacts before when I had glasses. I got LASIK surgery once upon a time, but my contacts. And
yeah. You don't want to do that.
You just had to wear my glasses the whole time.
Well, it kind of messes up your trip, right? And then I try not to overthink it because when I pack the night before, but then I always think maybe I forgot something. But as long as I have my wallet and my phone, I'm pretty much good. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yes. So one thing that I wanted to share here is we are sharing these phrasal verbs that we would call them sort of unnecessary. Mm-hmm. All three that we've shared, this phrasal verb has no additional meaning other than the base verb, like so similar.
Yeah.
But a lot of verbs have that unnecessary meaning, but then also other meanings, idiomatic meaning. So let's share one example so that it's clear what we mean.
Yeah.
Often a phrasal verb, you'll see that there's an unnecessary meaning, but then it might also have these idiomatic meanings.
Ooh, tricky. Okay, I think we're going to have to get some examples to really understand what we're trying to say here. So what do we mean by this? What's an example?
So one example is the phrasal verb open up.
Okay.
Of course, we have this useless meaning.
Yep.
If you say, I'm going to open this letter, we also would say, I'm going to open up this letter.
Okay.
Same meaning.
Useless,
we really
redundant.
Don't need that phrasal verb. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But?
But it also has idiomatic meanings, right?
Yeah.
Well, the meaning just to become more willing to share or confide, right? I'm glad you are willing to open up to me.
Yes. So obviously, like, you're not talking about physically opening up a person. It's about their heart opening, like their willingness to share opening, right?
Right. A metaphorical opening up of your feelings and your willingness to talk about something that's on a little deeper level. We talk about this a lot with you guys. Open up with friends, right?
Yeah.
Share your feelings, share your ideas. But the thing about this phrasal verb is, this is what can maybe throw you off, is you'll see that there will be a useless phrasal verb. It has the same meaning as open,
mm-hmm.
but then also there are additional meanings too. So phrasal verbs can just be tricky, right? Luckily here we've given you three that don't have any other idiomatic meanings. So at least there are these three that you don't have to worry about.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So these three you can put in the safe category where you're fine.
Yes, right. Exactly.
I love it. All right. Let's do a role play for our listeners here. Shall we?
All right. Yes. You have some bad news to share with me in this role play, Lindsay.
All right. Here we go. All right. So sit down, would you? I need to tell you something.
Sure. No problem. Is everything okay?
Well, you lent me your car this morning, and unfortunately, I got into a minor fender bender.
Oh, no, it's fine. Accidents happen. I'm glad you're okay.
At the shop, I had to pack up some things you'd left inside it. It was the other driver's fault, so it'll be covered. But I'm sorry for the hassle.
Not your fault at all. No worries. Oh, that would be such a worst case scenario if you borrow someone's car and get in a wreck.
It's a terrible.
At least it wasn't your fault, Lindsay.
I know. That's why I don't like driving other people's cars sometimes. Stresses me out a lot. All right. So first thing I said here was sit down, would you? Right.
And this is interesting to think about. I don't feel like you would say sit, would you? Like, it's so subtle. This is one where it's on the list of useless phrasal verbs, but the nuance here is so subtle. Just because it makes it more informal kind of softens it. In this case, like, sit down, would you? But then sometimes, like you said, makes it harsher. Sit down. Either way, it's adding a little bit of emphasis, either softer or more harsh.
Exactly. Exactly. And then what did I say? What was the next thing I said here?
You said you lent me your car. So this is, you could either say lend out or lend.
Yeah.
And this is interesting where you wouldn't say, you could say you lent out your car to me, but it's so many more words that we wouldn't, right? We'd just say you lent me your car.
Yeah. We don't say things that are hard to say. Right?
Yeah.
Instead, don't we just cut out that extra word.
Exactly.
Okay. And then I said, it's at the shop. I had to pack up some things you'd left inside. And I could have easily said I had to pack some things you'd left inside. Right. It doesn't add a ton of extra value. There's a little bit of nuance here, right, in the difference, but it's so minimal that it's hard for us to teach what it is. So that's why we're saying it's redundant. Yeah.
You absolutely could say, I had to pack some things you left in the car. It's really the same meaning, not one to stress about.
It really isn't. Okay. This is good. So this is great news. I mean, what else do our listeners need to know today?
Well, I want to give a little plug for a future episode. I was researching this one, there was some interesting things coming up with the verbs to lend and to loan, especially in the past tense, right? With this role play, you lent me your car. There's a very common mistake to confuse lent and loaned. So this, I think we should for sure do an episode about soon. Make sure you follow so you don't miss that grammar episode.
Ooh, I'm excited for that episode. Let's do that the next time we record, Aubrey. And so guys, yeah, again, as Aubrey said, hit that follow button wherever you're listening. If you're listening in YouTube, which you could be watching us in YouTube, hit subscribe so you get every single episode. What should we leave our listeners with today?
Yes, phrasal verbs, you guys know how confusing they can be. I think it's a relief to know sometimes you don't have to worry about them, right? For today's three phrasal verbs, you can use either the base verb or the phrasal verb interchangeably. Don't stress about these.
Yeah, guys, this is the good news, right? Another day we can dive into all the other meanings for different phrasal verbs, but there are a few that you don't need to stress about as much. I think, Aubrey, a key to learning a language, and I'm learning Arabic right now, right? Getting ready for my trip.
Yes.
And I really have to decide what matters. I only have a month left, 2 months left. I have to know what really matters. How do I spend my time? We're telling you guys how to spend your time today.
Exactly. It's so helpful in a language to know what you don't have to worry about so that you can focus on what really is going to help your language grow more quickly.
Yes. So good. All right. Thanks for hanging out on the mic today. I'll see you very soon.
Awesome. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.